I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's Horse Training Seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
All right, welcome back. Sharp losses in feeder cattle trade created significant pressure across the entire livestock complex today. This softness remained focused on increased market uncertainty as all markets held firm losses by midday. Corn prices were lower today in live trade. The Dow Jones 2 points lower while NASDAQ was up 2 points. In live cattle, pressure continued to build throughout the complex with triple-digit losses quickly moving throughout deferred contract months following the lack of support in the feeder cattle market. Even though nearby live cattle futures, though, were able to limit losses during the morning, it's likely that increased pressure sparked follow-through liquidation in all contract months. Cash cattle trade started to develop today in the north with dress deals seen at $188 in Nebraska. This may not be able to set the tone for the week, but it is expected that the pressure in futures trade will keep markets soft throughout the end of the week. Over in feeder cattle today, sharp losses flooded into the complex once again following the aggressive triple-digit losses seen late on Tuesday. The continued pressure in the market added to even more concern that widespread selling pressure and liquidation will continue. Losses have backed away from their session lows in most contracts, but still traded $1 to $3 per hundredweight lower, with traders trying to find some sense of support throughout the complex. Grain futures were mixed today after they fought headwinds from outside markets that turned suddenly cautious. Corn prices posted modest gains today after they absorbed a weaker open overnight, and March futures remained hemmed in by the 25-day moving average. Soybeans tried to confirm a breakout on the charts with a higher close today after they posted modest gains overnight. And January futures held to an inside day higher well above both $10 and the trend line off of October and November highs. Wheat prices were mixed after they weakened into the start of trade in Europe. While winter wheat contracts fought to hold one-week lows, Minneapolis tried to reverse higher.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.